Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Klam and Vav, and we're going to learn Simon Hay. So that Simon Hay gets involved with the idea of benching on the kais. So maybe let's just start and get understand this from the sugya a little bit. The Gemara Pesachim and Kufay Mabez. The Gemara goes through a statement. The Gemara says Shema Minoa that bracha to una kais, that benching needs a kais. You have to bench on a kais. And the kais needs a shear, and you have to taste it, and if it can't be pogum, etc. Okay. So Tosis understands that this halacha of benching could be understood to mean that even if a person eats a suda by himself, and he's benching by himself, and there's not a zimun, a person should bench on a kais. Not any different from the fact that we say Kiddush on a kais, or we say Abdullah on a kais. That's nothing to do with the fact that there's three people there, etc. When we say Hashem to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we say it on a kais. It's a common idea. It's considered. So the Bush says at the beginning of Simkuf Pei Beis, Orachaim Simkuf Pei Beis, that Shekein Hu Derech Kovet B'Shevach Noel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Sadr Shivcha Ubrachosu Yisbrach Elakos, like the pasuk says, Kosh Yeshua says, so Hashem Hashem Ekro. So anytime we're saying a thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu, praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is appropriate to say it on Kos. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down this opinion as a possibility. The Shulchan Aruch brings three opinions, and by all three opinions, he says the phrase Yesh Omrim. So when the Shulchan Aruch uses that language, that means he's not giving any type of decision between the opinions. He's saying some say this, some say that. And over here, it's not just two opinions, it's three opinions. Some say this, some say that, and some say the other thing. He's not giving any type of a decision on what he feels on those opinions. However, by the order, some argue that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, when he presents three opinions, the one he says last is the one that we follow. So what are the three opinions? The first opinion is, like we mentioned, this Tosfos says an idea that benching needs a kais, even when you bench b'yechidus. Okay. The second opinion says that no, the Gemara means in a case where when you have a zimun. So you're doing zimun, so one person is, that's when benching has to be done on a kais. And the third opinion is, there's no din of a kais even by three people. And they have a different explanation on the Gemara, and this is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch does not give any type of final hakra. The Ramah adds, this is in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Aleph, Mikol Makom, Mitzvah Min HaMufkar Lebarach Al HaKos, but it is appropriate. It's a Mitzvah Min HaMufkar. It's a better way to do the Mitzvah, to bench on the Kos, than to not bench on the Kos. So that's the appropriate thing to do. So, what Ramah is saying, even according to the third opinion, that there's no chiyuv of a kais. It just means that there's no chiyuv of a kais. But everybody agrees that the appropriate way to do the mitzvah is to bench on a kais. So this is going to beg a question. If we have one opinion says you're chayv to bench on a kais even b'yachid. One opinion says that you're chayv to bench on a kais b'zimu. A third opinion says you're not mechuyev to, but that's the right thing to do. Well, very few people bench on a kais. During the weekdays, for sure not. B'yichidus, nobody does. Nobody, but I'm not aware of anybody who does that. For Zimun, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, some people are annoying to be makban on a kais. Or by Sudas Mitzvah situation where you're benching Basora type of situation. But otherwise, we don't tend to use the kais. So what is that about? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Minhag HaOlam, see, brings that the Shulchan Aruch did not decide. The opinion of the Marshal and the Bach is that we paskin that benching needs a kais. It's not just a nice thing, but it's a chiyuv. And the Lashon HaChayyadim over here is Imam Mesumim Hem Gimel. If you have three people and you're benching b'mezumin, you have a chiyuv to bench on a kais. That's their opinion. But the Mishnah Berurah says the Minhag Olam is to be makel, like the third opinion, the Rif and the Rambam, that you do not have a chiyuv to mention a kais. But the Mishnah Berurah adds, and the Chayyam is going to say, it's all talking about when wine is not available. Do I have to go seek out wine in order to bench? According to the first opinion that you're mechuyev to bench on the kais, you're not allowed to start a mitzvah suda unless you know you have yayin for the kais. It's for benching. And if you have a choice between the person raised an interesting question, let's say you're thirsty, you have one kais, and you're thirsty during the meal. Should you drink it during the meal or should you leave it for benching, according to this opinion? Right? That's how far they take it. So no. We're not mechuyev to go look for wine. You're not mechuyev to wait for wine. But if you have wine sitting there in your house, maybe Shabura says in that situation, the minhag olam is to be mekel, shlo lechazer achar kais, to go seek out a kaisi. Im loy kashiyesh lo yayin hashem rashkim, shu shkumar b'din b'beis, so it oz mevani mitzah namufka l'vor kuliyam l'vor kuliyam l'vor kais. If you have wine available, you should use it. And that's basically the opinion the Chayyam is going to approach it with. And even that we don't do, we have to explain why we don't do that. So that's our introduction, Mr. Shem. In the next year, we will be able to clarify some of these points. And meanwhile, have a good day.